Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is Saturday morning, 30 April 2022. Wow. Welcome to all our friends on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, to read the word. I hope you're enjoying it. Now, I know reading all those lists of names, you're like, I'm trying to find a drop of anointing in it, Pastor. Where's the anointing in this? Like the first time. Well, it's the majestic word of God, and it's God's proof. Absolute integrity. Those name lists are in the Bible so many times that nobody can deny them, and they match history, which makes this a historical book, even though it's not. The greatest book that ever was, the majestic word of God. Why? Because it's alive. According to Hebrews chapter 4, the word of God is living and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and dividing asunder on the inside. You can't have a problem with money and go read something about love, and the verses on love will teach you about money, because it's alive in Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. Not sure if you can tell, but I could preach about that for a while tonight, but I won't. Let's pray our opening prayer. 145. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today. Mean it. Pray it from the depths of your heart. So that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. So I will be rooted and grounded in love, and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, to know the love of Christ. Say it again. I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen and amen. 245, Psalm 102. Here we go. These are three of my most favorite psalms on this page. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Have you ever been there? Do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble. Incline your ear me speedily, for my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned like a hearth. My heart is stricken and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread, because the sound of my groaning. My bones cling to my skin. This person's got a bad disease. I'm like a pelican of the wilderness. And just for those of you that don't know it, the pelicans come to this wilderness in North Dakota to give their birth to their young, like 50,000 of them out here. I'm like an owl of the desert. I lie awake, and I'm like a sparrow alone on the housetop. My enemies reproach me all day long. Those who deride me swear an oath against. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against me prospers. My enemies reproach me all day long. Those who deride me swear an oath. Verse 9, I'm eaten, for I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping because of your indignation and your wrath, for you have lifted me up and cast me away. There's some people that's actually the case from God. My days are like shadow that lengthens, and I wither away like grass. Verse 12. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. Many times in the Old Testament, they thought God was doing it to them. But he wasn't. They had a disease and they needed to come to him for healing. You will arise and have mercy on Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. For your servants take pleasure in her stones and show favor to her dust. The nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For the Lord shall build up Zion. He shall appear in his glory. He shall regard the prayer of the destitute and shall not despise their prayer. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. For he looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From the heaven the Lord viewed the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to release those appointed to death. Thank you, Jesus. To declare the name of the Lord in Zion and praise, and his praise in Jerusalem. When the peoples are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. 23. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, oh my God, do not take me away in the midst of my days. Your years are throughout all generation. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. They will grow old like a garment. Like a cloak, you will change them, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. The children of your servants will continue, and their descendants will be established before you. That verse 27, speaking of the heavens, they will perish, but you will endure. This is a prophecy. They will grow old like a garment, this earth. Like a cloak, you will change them. He's going to burn this earth with fire and create a new heaven and a new earth for you and I to live on. When all of us are in heaven for the final judgment after the battle of Gog, no, the battle of, I've said it so many times, the battle Armageddon. Kept trying to say the battle of Methuselah, but that's not his battle. He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. And I'm going to get to be on it. How cool is that? Psalm 103, one of the greatest psalms in the New Testament. We speak this one almost every day. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. 25. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Here's your benefit package as a Christian believer. He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all diseases. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you. It's your crown. You're a king and it's your crown. Loving kindness and his tender mercy. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Your words speak life into your life. Verse 6, the Lord executes righteousness. Our oppressed is the foundation of his throne. He made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. He wants you to know why he's doing it and how it's done. Verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. Verse 10, he's not dealt with us according to our sin, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Aren't you glad? I'm glad. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. I love that mercy. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. As a father pities his children, compassion shows mercy to his children. So the Lord has compassion and shows mercy to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it's gone, and in its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. That's why you want to walk in the paths of righteousness, because then your grandchildren get the benefit. To such as keep his commandments, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. 19, the Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over the whole earth. And you're the king of the kingdom. Listen to our program every night this last week as we've been talking about it. Verse 20, bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his host, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. 12:10, think about this. He just said that when you and I speak the word of God out loud, the angels grab it, and it gives them energy. It's their food. When you speak the word, they hearken to the word. They can't help you if you're talking outside of the Bible. It might help him by correcting you. Psalm 104. A meditation on the majesty and the providence of God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Huh?
Thank you.
12:50. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment. It's like a curtain. It's like God's sitting on the throne and can go and move the curtain back. He lays the beam of his upper chambers in the water, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, who makes the angels spirit, his ministers a flame of fire. You who laid the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. You covered it with deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away. They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys to the place which you founded for them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. Verse 10, he sends the springs into the valleys. They flow among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. By them, the birds of the heavens have their home. They sing among the branches. He waters the hills. Earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. Glory be to God. If you live in a place where you have hills and valleys, speak to the springs to flow. Ask God to show you where your spring is. Take a stick to it. Watch him open that thing up. Mm-hmm. 14, he causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth fruit, food from the earth. and wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. Trees of the Lord are full of sap, cedars of Lebanon which he planted, where the birds make their nest. The stork has her home in the fir trees. Now, tonight we learned about the stork and the pelican and the sparrow and the owl on Read the Word in the Book of Psalms. Isn't that something? 18, the high hills are for the wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the rock badgers. He appointed the moon for season. The sun knows it's going down. You make darkness and it is night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they gather together and lie down in their den. Man goes out to his work and to his labor until evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom, you have made them all. The earth is full of possessions. The great and wide sea, in which are innumerable teeming things, living things, both great and small. There the ships sail about. There is that Leviathan, which you have made to play there in the water. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, they are filled with good. You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Look at this, 31. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. You know he does. He looks on the earth and it trembles. Hills and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation be sweet to him. May my meditation be sweet to him. I will be glad in the Lord. May sinners be consumed from the earth, and the wicked be the more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. 18:13. Now, we've just seen three of the great Psalms, Psalm 102, somebody's in great sickness, and yet they call out to God and he heals them, even in the Old Testament. And then Psalm 103 is a psalm that you should just live by every day. It's his benefit package that he's going to bring every day. It's his mercy endures forever. It's your sin he will never hold against you. He's not going to hold it against you. If you come and you begin to say, God, I need you in my life, he will never hold it against you another day. He does not impute your trespasses to you. David said, blessed is the man. And then Psalm 104, that's just a majestic psalm of praise and honor and glory to our God. The majestic word of God. We want to give you an opportunity to pray the prayer of salvation. If you've never been born again, you've got to be born again. Pastor, what's it all about? That's when your spirit man comes back to life. Adam sinned, his spirit man died, but his body lived to be 960 years old. And I don't know about Eve. I don't think she was quite like Adam, but your spirit man will be made alive, and you'll be made one with God your Father, and you'll now have a relationship with him. When you stand before God in heaven, it's not going to be about what did the church say, what did the building do, did you, you know, all the stuff that religion makes it. It's going to be what did you do with your relationship with the Father. It's so simple. He comes to live in you by the Holy Spirit. It's amazing. Pray this prayer with me, and you'll be right with God if you mean it from the depths of your heart, no matter what somebody's called it. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
life. And I will not perish. And I thank you for it.
Thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the
And you
Son
rose
of God.
Again on the third day for me.
And you rose again on the third
Put
day.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life.
All of your love.
All
of your mercy.
All of your
grace.
All of your
righteousness. May your blood cover all my sins.
Your blood cover all my
and
sins.
Wipe them away.
And wipe them away.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in
Understand
power.
The word of God.
Understand
Pray
the word
in
God.
My heavenly language.
My heavenly
and live a successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
A believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Pray this
in
name.
Amen. 2150. Welcome to the kingdom of God. I'm glad to be the first one to say welcome. We've had hundreds of people who prayed the prayer of salvation right here. And then tomorrow morning on Sunday, we receive communion here. Make sure you get your communion on those children. What just happened to you? You were born again. Your spirit man came back to life. Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, just came to live in you. Jesus, the light of the world, just came to live in you. He's made you his into his righteousness. He is the most perfect righteousness. And he just came to live in you. So life, faith, and righteousness just filled your being. And that's why you're experiencing like an amazing rush. That's what most people say. It's pretty cool. You've been adopted into the family of God. You're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. You find that in Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. It's pretty amazing. And now, responsibility is to not find a building that you go to on Monday and Wednesday or Sunday and Wednesday, but that you walk with the Father every day of your life. Simply wake up talking to him, go to sleep talking to him, talk to him all day long, just like he's your father, like you would if your dad was standing right there, except he's the dad that never sleeps. And he created the whole earth. So he knows everything that you need in your life and will always be with you. And so will we. You can send me an email at hgpreacherman@gmail.com. You can see the comments or the address right there in the notes. And it's got our physical mailing address, Samuel J. Cottle at P.O. Box 4015, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. We want to be a blessing to you. Got all kinds of videos that can help you. You can go to the website. The communion service is there where you can actually receive communion every day in your home, you and the Father, worshiping him for Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. That's it. Till we see you again tomorrow morning for communion and read the word. Remember this. We love you.
Love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is
Lord.
And Jesus is Lord. See you soon. Be blessed. Blog Talk Radio. Call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name, all of our brothers and sisters from around the world. May God richly bless you in everything that you're doing. Mighty name.